Hallelujah. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is amazing. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Jesus loves you so much. Jesus loves you dearly. Hallelujah. He's a personal God that want to be personal with you, that want to be intimate with you, that want to take away the sickness, the disease, the lack, the anxiety, or whatever it may be. But Jesus loves you so much. And more than words can explain, more than what I'm saying, Jesus loves you. So as you're coming on, I want to tell you good morning. Jesus loves you. And today is the day for a miracle in your life, deliverance in your life, healing and breakthrough in your life. And we're going to declare the word of the Lord. We're going to declare the word of the Lord. I'll be taking prayer requests, but we're going to declare the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. According to Proverbs 18 and 21, life and death. We're going to speak life now. We're going to declare. Some of you just need to open up your mouth and start declaring what the word of God says. The Bible says in Job 22 and 8, we should decree a thing and it shall be established. That means it will be. So we declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we declare and decree that whatever we declare and decree will be established this morning. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a testimony and give God the glory. I have a family member that gave me a call this morning, pretty much early in the morning, and was crying and want to give her life to Jesus. And I want to declare and decree over you and over your family, those that's in there, standing in the gap, Manshkotia, for your family. I declare that you will get phone calls of your family members saying they want to give their life to Jesus. They're tired of living in sin. They're tired of living and trying to live without God. So I prophesy to you, those that's on here that been standing in the gap for family members, you will get phone calls. You will hear about family members surrendering to Jesus. I just got my phone call of a family member that was crying, that was done, that was dealing with addiction, you know, dealing with the addiction. And we, as the body of Christ, we have to come and attack against these addictions. People are bound to heroin and pills, and it's all witchcraft and it's very demonic. And there's some people want to break free, but the demonic hold is so strong, they don't know where to go. And they need the power, the divine power of Almighty God to invade and to sever this power and this attachment to their, that was been attached to their life. So I want to declare and decree that if you have someone in your family that's battling with drugs and alcohol and addictions, and they've been crying out to God, but it seemed like the strong hope is so strong, and you've been crying out to God on their behalf, I declare and decree they will be free. I declare and decree that every addiction that came to your bloodline, came to your family, I break it off your family right now. I break it off you. Anybody that's on here that's bound to any type of addiction, God is able to break it. I'm standing in the gap. I'm here with brother-in-law Pat that's dying from cancer. Save him, Lord. Father, I just lift up my kush ketemai. Nika, we declare, we're going to decree this morning. We declare and decree that Pat will not die. But we decree right now, according to Job 22 and 8, that we decree and declare now that cancer will dissolve out of his body right now. We release the word of the Lord. We release Isaiah 53 and 5, and we declare that he was wounded. He was wounded. Jesus was wounded for his transgressions and bruised for Pat all his iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, I declare Pat is healed. I declare that he is healed by the word of the Lord. I declare that the word of the Lord is the greatest supreme authority. I declare that the word of the Lord override any other decrees, any other declares that come from any other king or any other kingdom. But I declare that Pat shall live. I declare that cancer will dissolve out his body. I declare right now and decree in Jesus' name that all cancer cells are dying right now. I declare and decree that strength is coming to Pat's body right now. I declare and decree that the fire of God is touching Pat right now. I declare and decree that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is touching Pat right now. I declare and decree right now that he will live and not die. I declare and decree that strength is coming to his bones, health is coming to his body. I declare and decree he will rise up, he will raise up. I declare and decree energy to him. I declare and decree mobility to him. I declare and decree all fatigue to leave from him. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand in the gap. And now the Bible says, Irikata, two or three touch and agree on anything on the earth, their Father, our beautiful Father, Abba, He will do it for us in heaven. So, Father, I thank you as me and Laura and all those that are touching and agreeing. We believe, we declare, we decree that Pat shall live. We decree that all cancer will go. We decree that as he goes back to the doctor, they will not find cancer. We, in Jesus' name, we decree in the authority that's above any authority, in the name that's above all names. We decree in the name of Jesus. We say that is so. We call it forth right now. We call forth healing. We call forth a miracle right now. We decree a miracle. We declare it. We call it forth in Jesus' name. Makoska tele bakoska. We decree it in Jesus' name. Maskole maske elabasho. I stand in the gap. I declare the winds of heaven to blow. I declare that the winds of heaven will blow on Pat. I declare refreshing winds. I declare it and decree it. I bind and rebuke all hopelessness, all despair, all doubt, all unbelief. But I declare and decree that Pat is healed in Jesus' name. Oh, I just release a sound of healing. I just release a sound of miracles that would just invade the atmosphere of Pat right now. I declare and decree right now that virtue, that power is going through Pat's body right now, going through his immune system right now, destroying cancer cells right now. I declare and decree that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, I thank you, Lord Jesus, is moving through Pat's body right now, is moving any parts that's damaged, every organ that's been damaged because of this. I declare it to be healed right now. I decree it right now. I declare it right now. In the Baskotia Bashatia, I decree it and declare it from the seated place of authority according to Ephesians 2 and 6, where I sit at, as I've been given the authority in the name of Jesus to declare and decree, as I've been given the keys to the kingdom to bind, to loose. So right now, I bind and rebuke every demonic association, every demonic opposition right now. I've been given the keys to bind and to loose. So as me in the physical earth realm, I declare as the keys of authority that's been given to me in the name of Jesus, as I've been authorized, now I bind every demonic command, every demonic decree, every demonic declare. I bind every demonic opposition, every demonic altar. I bind it and rebuke it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command every demonic assignment will fail. In the name, every demonic weapon will not prosper over Pat life. I decree it and declare it in Jesus' name. Oh God, I give you glory for the testimony in advance. I give you glory that is already done. I give you glory that cancer is already gone. I give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Makoshkataya. God bless you. God bless you as you're coming on. We're going to keep praying. I'm believing for the complete healing of Pat. We've seen God destroy cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, whatever cancer. We've seen God Almighty destroy, dismantle it, sever the attack and the opposition and the assignment of the enemy that will come to the spirit of infirmity. But we declare that the spirit of infirmity, your assignment is destroyed. Your weapon will not prosper. You will go back to the pits of hell and you will go back with shame. You will go back to your commander, telling your commander that you have lost and failed a mission. I declare and decree that Pat is healed in Jesus' name. Local, I want to, you can type in your prayer request right now. I want to pray for you. We're going to declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. All those that's on the other side of the device, I want you to start to declare the scriptures over your life, over your body, over your mind today. Come on. Whatever you believe in, God, let's declare the word. Pray the word. Prophesy the word. Oh, the word of God. The Bible says heaven and earth may pass away, will pass away, but the word of God will remain. What will stand when everything else fails? What will be gone when every else thing has been diminished and been gone? It's the word of God. And because God has given us the word, because Jesus is the word, the Bible says in St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Jesus is the word. When we speak the word, we are speaking Jesus into the atmosphere. We are speaking eternal into the atmosphere. We are speaking eternity into the atmosphere. We are speaking Lipasha, the power, the glory, the love, and the atmosphere when we speak the word. Hallelujah. I want to pray over your family members. I declare and decree those are coming back. They're giving their life back to Jesus. Those that never were saved, they will be saved. But the Bible says that even there is a celebration. There's a celebration right now that all those that repent, those that give their life to Jesus, the Bible says there's a celebration in heaven. There's a celebration when a man repenteth. I declare prodigals are coming back home. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare strongholds are being dismantled and severed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray for Kimberly. I want to declare over your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you, Miss Alexander. God bless you. All those that's on here, I give God the glory for you was led by the Holy Spirit to be on here this morning. For you that's on here, that's came on Facebook and you came to this broadcast, you was led by the Holy Spirit to be here. It's not by chance, it's not by coincidence, but you have a strategic reason. God has a strategic reason why you are on this broadcast this morning. Some of you going to intercede. Some of you going to intercede for a miracle and a miracle will come forth. Some of you are interceding for healing and healing will come forth. Some of you are interceding for breakthrough and breakthrough going to come forth. Some of you are interceding for deliverance and deliverance will come forth. It will birth forth. It will come forth. I decree it and declare it in Jesus' name. Someone has money for me over 5 months and don't want to pay me back. Please pray in the name of Jesus. What I want you to do, Allison, is just forgive. I know this is touchy, but there was a woman of God, about 2 weeks ago, that another sister in Christ owed another sister about $500, a good amount of money, and she did not want to pay it back. This sister came on the broadcast. She was just on the broadcast, and somebody was led to sow the same amount of money that was owed to her from the other sister into her life. She looked at it and said, I just canceled it all. Hallelujah. So what I want you to do, my sister, is to actually, I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to forgive this person completely. If they never give you back no money at all, I want you to pray. Right now, I want you to pray, but I want you to forgive them. God is able to give you new resources and be able to put back in your hands what you felt like was lost or even stolen. He is an almighty God. So as you right now on here, Allison, I want you to forgive that person. Say, Lord, I forgive it. I forgive them. I give it to you. I cast this to you. I give it all to you, God. It's in your hands. Whatever you see fit, God, whatever court case is settled now, I give it to you, Jesus. And just let it go. I don't know how much money it is, but the Lord knows it. Let me tell you, God will take care of you. I just want to tell you that testimony. This happened about 2 weeks ago, very, very recently, where a lady who owed another lady, she came on, she didn't say much, but there was another sister, she owed her over $200, $300, I can't remember, but it was a good amount of money. She came on the broadcast. She never told nobody about how much the other sister owed her. She just came on praying, and she had to testify that somebody inboxed her and said, I want to sow into your life. I want to bless you. And it was the same amount of money that was owed. God is able to restore that $1,500. He's able. And I don't want you to hold anything in your heart. Just forgive and say, God, I give it to you. I seen it. But Father, I just pray for my dear sister that she will walk in grace right now and in compassion and mercy. Father, that you see her and you know her situation. But you also said in your word card, according to Philippians 4:19, that you will provide all of her needs according to your riches and your glory. So Father, I thank you. I declare and decree that the riches of glory is now provided all Allison needs at this very moment. Wherever she thought that the $1,500 as it was a loss, that she could not do anything. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise that right now she will look to you, Jesus, as her source. And God, what looks like it has been lost, God, you are God that will multiply the loss. What's ever been lost, you are able to give what's been lost and multiply that and even give her more in abundance. So Father, I thank you for abundance over Allison according according to the riches and your glory, that the needs of Allison is will be met in spite of this situation in Jesus' mighty name. Makosha. Some of you all, you come on here. Some of you, the Holy Spirit is leading many people on this broadcast this morning. I pray specifically this morning, believing for the Holy Spirit to move and believing for God to, for certain people to come on. And I'm seeing the number not only just going up, but there's some people that are intercessors on here. Some of you are going to receive a breakthrough and a beautiful miracle from King Jesus. He reigns and he sits on his throne forever. He sits at the right side of the Father. Hallelujah. He is King. He is Lord. And he is the power of the air over this atmosphere. And I bind and rebuke right now every demon that's connected to technology, that's connected to Facebook in any shape, form, or way. And I cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And I declare and decree, Father, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have released grace for those that come on that will easily receive their miracle. Father, those that will come on that will easily receive a breakthrough, suddenly and immediately receive breakthrough and miracle. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you release your grace now that will cause your people to easily receive where there was times they could not easily receive because of the clog in the atmosphere. But Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the hosts of heaven, the government of heaven, will be settled on this broadcast and in this atmosphere where your people can easily receive this morning, easily receive their miracle, their healing, their deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please pray for me on my job. I work at the jail to keep me covered. Father, I lift up Anna. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over Anna, over her life. I bind and rebuke every atmosphere that hovers in that jail. In the name of Jesus, of fear, anxiety, and witchcraft, I break it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare and decree over Anna, Allah Bakusha. I declare angels of comfort, angels of healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just cover Anna with the blood of Jesus. I cover her name. I cover her job. Any demonic force entity that will try to locate her at this very moment will go blind and will not see her. I declare her life is covered in the glory, hidden in the glory and the promises and the covenant of God. I declare it and decree it over Anna. Be healed, be delivered right now. Go forth with the might. I declare the spirit of might, the power of the highest, the Holy Spirit to come and hover over Anna this day, this very moment, and bring breakthrough, miracle, and bring strength to her in Jesus' mighty name. Mokoleske lebandukia, makushka labandukure ketamasa. I lift up Miss Thomas. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over her. Whatever situation, Holy Spirit, you know exactly what it is. So right now, I just come into agreement. I come into alignment with the almighty word of God, and I just release it over Miss Thomas, and I declare she's healed. I declare that she's delivered. I decree it right now, according to 1 Peter 2:24, that Lord, our Savior, who took the stripes, who took sickness and bore the sickness, who bore iniquities and sin upon himself, who died on the tree, and by the stripes of Jesus, I declare Miss Thomas be healed right now. I lift up Miss Glenn right now in the name of Jesus. I declare over for housing and transportation. Father, I pray that you'll open up supernatural doors of provision and favor to be over her life, where doors will fly open for her. I declare and decree that she will not be rerouted or distracted from the path of righteousness that you have her on. But Father, I pray that she will be vigilant in this season and watch and pray. And Father, I pray that as she seek your face and she cry out to you, that doors will be opened unto her, windows of heaven and doors of heaven will be opened, that she may walk in and walk in the divine timing of God for blessings. So I just release blessings over your life, Sis Glenn, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lisha Terry Clark, Leskaliki Riketo Maske. I just released the breaker anointing. I just released that breaker anointing, that our praise will come out of your belly. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, in this season, you will teach her how to war in praise. But I declare and decree that her praise will be louder than the war. Her praise will be louder than the sound of war. I don't know why I'm saying this to you, Miss Terry, but it's like your life has always been a war, a fight. Not even just strong fight, even in this moment of your life. And God says to lift up the sound of praise. It will be louder than the sound of war. And the sound of praise will be also the sound of victory in the midst of the war. And you will realize that in this battle, Jesus is fighting it for you. I'm talking to you, Terry Clark, that Jesus is fighting this battle for you. And I declare and decree that the sound of victory, the sound of praise will be greater than the sound of the bombs and greater than the sound of the arrows that an enemy has been shooting and shooting in your life. And even in the last six months of your life, even from the beginning of this year, you've been even attacked even more greatly, and the enemy has unleashed even a greater attack. But I declare, even as the enemy comes, but even as the enemy come as a flood, that my God will raise up a standard. I declare that a wall of fire will be around you today, Miss Terry Clark. I declare breakthrough in your finances and even in your health. I declare it over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God glory. As I prophesy and declare over your life, I want you to worship Jesus. Your atmosphere is going to shift. You need this morning. Breakthrough, healing, and deliverance is coming this morning, and it's coming as a flood. New waves of miracle, waves of deliverance is about to hit this broadcast. Many people are going to be healed and delivered this morning. I decree it and I declare it in Jesus' name. I decree it because Jesus' word is true. I lift up Tina Mokiashka Masko. Please pray for my husband. Mine is under heavy spiritual attack. I believe keep Jesus, his peace and sound mind. Father, I just lift up Tina, husband. I lift up this marriage. I come against every demonic voice, every demonic whisper that will whisper in the ear of her husband and Tina's husband. And I cancel those words. I cancel that voice. And I declare it as King Jesus closed the mouth of the lion when Daniel was in the den by the angel of the Lord. Right now, I declare every demonic whisper, every demonic suggestion and recommendation that have been released to the mind and released to the ear of your husband, I break it in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke all thoughts, every demonic thoughts, all torment in the mind, every demonic harassment. I bind it and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over it in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. And I declare for your husband to completely be free, and that as he put his mind on Christ, that there's a peace that surpasses the understanding will invade his heart and invade his mind. So I command every cloud of depression to lift off and loose off my brother in Jesus' name. I declare for financial breakthrough for Mary, doors to be open, even in her body. I speak health to her. I speak health to her organs. I command all her organs to function right now. I command every condition that came from the pits of hell through the spirit of infirmity. I cancel those conditions right now. I curse them at the very root. I declare Mary to be healed. I declare increase in the finances and doors to open in Mary in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he Lisa Hall, Lishkata. She said, this is my first time. Some of you, there's a lot of comments. I'm still at the very top, y'all, because I'm going down. Mashkoriaba. So if you're getting confirmation, I will see you later. Marikotokosa. Alebarakoto. God give the glory. Hallelujah. Haleban Shkoria. Confirmation just means I'm just moving in the spirit. I'm accurate in the spirit because I'm being led by the spirit. So I give Jesus the glory for the confirmation you are receiving as I'm releasing the prayer. Angels are being released and moving on your behalf and ministering to you and your situation to bring forth the will of God and the heart of God for concerning your condition and your situation. And I declare healing, deliverance, miracle, breakthrough, power to move on your behalf to cause the will of God to come forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is Jason. Oh, we just give God the glory that Jason is healed. We give God the glory that Jason is healed even in emotion. Can you prophesy and pray over me, prophet? Praying for my daughter, Lord, gets delivered and the prodigal comes home. Yes, I declare that this morning. That's the very first thing I was declaring this morning. But I declare and decree over you, Terry. I declare over law. I declare Laura is coming back home. I declare and decree that the Lord Jesus is touching her heart. And I even see Laura crying. This is for Terry Clark's daughter. But I can see that there's going to be some things that are going to come to Laura. And it's going to cause her heart to be softened. Because there are times Laura can be very bold but stubborn. And God has softened Laura's heart to come. The heart of Lord is being softened. God knows exactly how to do it in such love. God knows how to mold a heart and shape a heart and cause a heart to melt and soften, to literally to break down to a place where they can receive the love and compassion. So there's something been going on with your daughter, Laura, and I even see her walking back, like walking. I don't know if she got transportation. She even have her own car, but I see her like she's walking, and like a walking roof, she's crying. But God, and a lot of times, Terry, when you, if you see this, the first instant as a mother is to comfort her, which you will do. But you're going to start to see your daughter cry, and it's going to be because the Spirit of God has softened her heart to receive the love of God. Hallelujah. Le pan le kushaneke. Le parakete kalaman skoria. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alaman skoria de badiki le kotokia. Marandoko le bande de lebeko. I just lift up Miss Adams, her whole family. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over the mother's side and the father's side of the family. Each and every individual that's not saved, Father, I pray that godly sorrow will enter their heart, that will lead to repentance, that will cause them the right to walk the path of righteousness, that narrow way, that the only way is you, Jesus. I declare and decree over that family right now that all those not saved will be saved, healed, and delivered, and know your name, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and decree. I declare all pain in that family, physically and even emotionally, to leave from that family in the name of Jesus, that that family will be restoration in that family in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just lift up Ms. Watkins. I pray for the favor of the Lord. I pray for mercy and favor for Ms. Watkins. I declare that as she's on her way to look at this house, I declare, Father, that you will touch that woman's heart, and that the favor of the Lord will be upon Ms. Watkins, and that woman's heart will be softened to do things that she normally would not do for anybody, but she will do it for Ms. Watkins. It will be the favor of the Lord. It will be the grace and the compassion and the mercy of God. And I declare it and decree it for this house and situation for Ms. Watkins in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for me, my family, my ministry, and total financial breakthrough. I know they are done. Yes. Just need reinforcements. Thank you, Prophet. Everyone. Father, I lift up my dear brother Charles. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over Charles. I pray for, Father, every angel that's assigned to him and assigned personally to him, but also assigned to in his ministry, that they will be more active as he declare, as he decreed, as he called things forth. Father, that his angels that's assigned to him for ministry will be very active as he pray and as he prophesy, that people will be healed and delivered. I declare and decree it. I speak over your finances. I come against the pits of hell, and I come against every demonic opposition, entity, unclean spirit, foul spirit, eavesdropping spirit, familiar spirit that be watching my brother to bring confusion, to try to bring setbacks and delays. And I break it, I cancel it right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree it right now for breakthrough for my brother Charles. Breakthrough in every area of his life. Breakthrough on the north side, the east side, the west side, the south side, on all fronts of his life, financially. Everything that's connected to him, I declare breakthrough over his life. I declare increase over his life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory, give God the praise. Something is shifting this morning. The Holy Spirit has led you here this morning. Hallelujah. Some of you, this is a divine setup. This is a divine appointment and a divine setup for a miracle and a breakthrough. Some of you been praying for the thing over the last 2 weeks for something, and you coming on this live, and I'm telling you right now, it's a divine setup and a divine appointment for you to trust and believe God and release your faith. And I declare sudden miracles, instant miracles, immediately, that you are serving the God of the yesterday, today, and forever. He's a now God that will move in your life now. And because you are in this place where God has called you to be now, through your obedience now, I declare that angels of the Lord, angels of minute, angels of blessing, angels of favor, angels of deliverance, angels of prosperity is being released now on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. If some of you on here, if you got a testimony already, release it. Malika Shekalaba. Maliko, I pray right now for Mary Foot. I command that foot to be completely made whole. Right now, all pain to leave from that foot. I declare and decree according to Isaiah 53 and 5. For my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, he was wounded for your transgression, Mary. He was bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by those beautiful stripes that he took for love, he took with love for you. He took it with love. He took it with love. He took it with love because he loved you. I declare and decree, Mary, that foot to be healed. Spirit of infirmity, your operation, your setup, the documents, your papers, your case is destroyed right now. Now loose a foot in Jesus' name. I command it all go right now. All pain go. Every bit of it. I command your nerves. I command your veins. I command your nerves and veins to line up. I command blood to flow to that foot. I command all swelling to go there. I command it all to go in Jesus' mighty name. Molia shkilebatokia. Malekushka lalabonzi. Leshkiletoki labaskande kedeko, demaskole labanzikidiko rekete, malaskole labandoko lelarikise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Uriana maskolia. A breakthrough is coming to you, Kimberly. A breakthrough is coming to you, Kimberly. Leshkelekato, lebariketai. Just believe it, my sister. Hallelujah. Every hidden thing, every secret thing that you can't even talk about, the secret battles you've been fighting, Kimberly Kim, breakthrough is coming for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just give you all praise. I give you all glory. What are you believing God for, Lisa? Lisa, first time, God bless you. God bless you, Lisa. Your first time. Mano se. Lepa leki la kode leki skanda kolasa. Leni kereke na manskoria. Pray for husband Cordell. Oh my goodness. Deliverance and help to walk in his calling and job. Father, I just lift up her marriage right now. I lift up Anna marriage. Hallelujah. Lekosha. Leka. And I declare and decree, even as Anna link. Jesus, you are that link. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that any missing link in her life, in her marriage, in her finances, and her husband right now, I declare, Jesus, that they will invite you in to, because you are the missing. You are what's missing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will invite you in everything, God, and everything that will line up with your holy word and your love and your compassion for Anna and her husband and this marriage. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over her husband that he will walk. I command deliverance to come forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Madokoshka lebeki ala monsa. I don't know Anna if this is your husband. I believe it is. As I was praying, I see a man frustrated and shaking his head very, very like left and right. I believe this is for your husband, because as I was praying for you and your husband, I start to have this vision of a man who has his eyes closed and very frustrated. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is, but it's almost like somebody's drinking alcohol too. If you got a husband, if you have a husband and he's drinking alcohol, you didn't tell nobody on Facebook, there's no way I would know this, but he's battling with alcohol and depression. God is able to deliver your husband. I don't know if this is for you, Anna, but I see this man in the realm of the spirit shaking his head back and forth where he's very, very frustrated. And I believe the enemy has even been causing such a frustration in his life. He's been treating you through the frustration that he's been going through the secret attack of the enemy been putting in through his mind. So what I'm saying to you, Anna, your husband been going through attack in the mind by the enemy secretly, and through the frustration that the enemy has been releasing over your husband, he's been treating you through that frustration, through that, and that's the enemy released that frustration to cause a division in your marriage. But I declare it and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus, and I break every assignment that will come against her marriage and come against her husband in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know who that for, but I believe the man I'm seeing, that's for Anna. But I want to see if there's anybody on here. Listen, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. If you have someone that's on here that's battling with alcohol and alcoholism, God is able to deliver you from alcohol. Listen, There's no other alternative. There's no other substitution. Jesus is your peace. He is your joy. He is your victory. He is your breakthrough. And I want to declare and decree, you cannot fill any other void in your life. Jesus is the only one that can fill your void. Okay, yes, my husband had, okay. Yes, my, okay, all right, who is it? Okay, all right, I've seen this man. You said, yes, my husband has been frustrated. Well, what I'm seeing for your husband, that's you then. That's definitely you, because I see a man, like, it's almost like his eyes are closed and he's so frustrated. It's like he's being smacked left and right. It's like this man, your husband, been so frustrated lately. And because you're a wife and you want to understand what he's going through, and a lot of times he's pushing you off, but it's because the enemy is attacking his mind. But I declare and decree right now, in the name of Jesus, that every demonic opposition in the hole will loose your husband right now in Jesus' name. My koleba. And I just break every spirit that came through alcoholism, generation curse, that came, every demon that came in, you will find your exit. I declare and decree you will leave off God's people. All those that were dealing with alcoholism and alcohol, the devil, you are a liar. He wanted you to try to drink your problems, to cause problems in your liver. But I declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that every desire for alcohol and alcohol, every alcoholism spirit will loose God's people right now in the name, and loose the family of the people in Jesus' name. Makule Basha. I lift up Charles' mom right now. I bind and rebuke that spirit of alcoholism. You will loose off her life in the name of Jesus. Charles is a man of God, and I declare that his family is saved. And every torment, every demonic harassment, we break it right now. We sever it right now. We declare that it, we break every legal right through the blood of Jesus and the finished work of the cross. We declare you have no legal right. You are illegal. Now you will leave his mother right now. Every spirit of trauma and pain, leave Charles' mother right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your mother been through a lot of things, Charles. I don't know if it even from your childhood, but your mother has faced a lot of pain. And a lot of the things that I'm talking about right now, you know it. You saw your mother go through many, many pain. But there's some things she haven't even talked about that the Holy Spirit will allow you to pick up on. And sometimes you'll pick up on it and won't realize everything, but you're picking up on it. Your mom been through a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, even years ago, and things she's been holding back even for years, and she's still holding them. You're holding them, and the devil want her to hold on to the pain and the trauma, and this has been a gateway and a door for her to drink, because the enemy has lied to her, make her think that this is the only way that she can find any peace or comfort. But I bind and rebuke every lie, every whisper of the enemy, and I declare that Charles' mom will be delivered from it. Hey, in Jesus' name, I break that authority and every lie of the enemy right now, and I declare freedom for Charles' mom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is moving on here so beautiful. He loves his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My husband is being manipulated by Oliasha, by Jezebel, using a child to control him, and his aunt is dying, and her games is keep him from family that is not him. But I just lift up Sharon. I lift up her husband in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over Sharon, over her husband. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic operation, every demonic weapon that's formed against them will not prosper, but I declare and decree. I declare and decree, Jesus, as they call on your name and they call out to you, Jesus, that you will rescue in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit don't come to embarrass nobody, but there's somebody on this broadcast that I don't know if it's a person or I truly believe it's a family member that's dealing with, I see cocaine, specifically cocaine or broken down pills, but it's broken down in a snorting form. If there's anybody on here, you have a family member the specific use of drugs is cocaine and you know it, or they break down pills and snort it. If you know, I see somebody, I see a white paper. See, the Lord will start showing me things. I give you all glory. I see a white paper that's kind of halfway flipped over and it got a residue of the cocaine or like pills that's been broken down in a form to snort. If you are on here and you've been fighting with addiction to cocaine, you haven't told nobody, but Jesus is here to deliver you right now. Don't be scared of having a withdrawal, because when the power of God come, that withdrawal will go right now. I'm starting to see things now because Jesus loves you. Some of you are praying. Some of the Ilakishkator. I'm seeing somebody is, and I see the drugs and the white piece of paper on the table, a brown table, a circle table. My But right now, my daughter Latasha and son Lonnie using cocaine. Oh my gosh, you're gonna stand in the gap for your children. Both of your children using cocaine, but I declare and decree this assignment will be destroyed right now. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke every spirit that's associated with cocaine, every spirit that come to bring, to steal, kill, and destroy, and come against this family, come against your children, Miss Adams. But right now, I bind and rebuke every addiction right now. I command cocaine, I command every spirit, every operation, every weapon, every demonic command center right now. But I destroy the plans of the enemy that will come against your children right now, to destroy your children, to destroy their plan and their destiny that Jesus has prepared for them even from the foundation of the world. But I declare and decree that the desire of cocaine will leave out of their system. Every addiction, I bind and rebuke the spirit of addiction. I bind and rebuke every demon that whisper to them and tell them they need cocaine. I command it now to break in Jesus' name. I release that anointing right now. I declare that it's breaking right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Miss Adams, just lift your hands and continue to worship Jesus, like you know that Jesus is delivering both of your kids right now from this demonic attack, this a demonic assassination. But I declare and decree a wall of fire around your children in Jesus' mighty name. Makoshia. I lift up Tina. I declare every attack, everything associated with cocaine right now, that they were, all those that have been battling with that, that the very desire would dissolve from them. I declare by the fire of God, that same fire that Elijah called down, I declare that the fire, God is my, he's a refiner of fire. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are burning up every desire, every addiction. All witchcraft is being burned up right now by the fire of true and living God, by that beautiful fire that's coming to dissolve and destroy in Jesus' name. That your fire reshapes, it remolds, it refines, but your fire also destroys. So Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are God, you are consuming fire. And I declare that your fire consumes the very appearance and addiction of cocaine, the very appearance of it in Jesus' mighty name. My kilo kush. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we give you all the praise. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Oh, Shalebekia. Father, I just pray that you'll open up doors for Mary. Father, that you'll send those that's in the field to labor and love, to bring food to those that in need of food. Father, I pray for breakthrough for Mary, that she will be able to have food to bring to others that may be dealing with homelessness and dealing with things that they can't have food. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we'll be your hands and your feet in the earth to do and walk in love and labor in love in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Liko Samarika. Daniel, who's a person? Somebody on here named Daniel? Daniel? Daniel or Nathaniel? Shikilabasko. Is there somebody on here named Daniel or Nathaniel, or somebody in your family named Daniel or Nathaniel, Makila Kodekelaba. Pray for myself and for my family, please. I lift up Kenneth. I lift up his whole family. I declare and decree over his life. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus. Kenneth, I say you are a man of God. I come against every attack. There's been attack against your identity, Kenneth. I don't know you. You don't know me, but the Spirit of God knows you. Jesus knows you, and the very hairs on your head's number. But there's been an attack against your confidence and your identity, even as a man. As you've been trying, there's many things you've been trying to do in life, and the enemy has attacked you and make you think you're not more than, you're less than, you can't do it. And there's even been words and conversations that have been spoken against your character and your identity. But I want to tell you, Kenneth, that Jesus loves you, and I declare that you are a man of God, and I declare that you will fulfill the plan of God that God has for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lamasa. Iko. Oh, that's for you. Hashadia. Oh, that was for you, Samantha. My husband named Daniel. I need to pray for Daniel. What is going on with Daniel? Jesus is able. Jesus is able to touch Daniel. Whatever situation that Daniel is going through, God is able to touch him this morning, right now. Hallelujah. I just heard Daniel. And it's not, I think you just came on. I just heard Daniel. I'm crying out to God for a miracle. Oh my goodness. God is about to do a miracle for Daniel. I just heard Daniel. And my sister just came on. And she said, my husband's name is Daniel. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. This miracle that Samantha has been crying out to you for, I thank you, Lord Jesus, is already done. I thank you, Lord Jesus, the manifestation has already come. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the answer has already came down into the earth realm. I thank you, Lord Jesus, the angels of the Lord is bringing the answer and has made it to the earth realm. I declare and decree right now, angels that's bringing the answer, I declare help to those angels to war off and fight off every blockage, setback, delay from every principality and every demon of blockage in the name of Jesus. He's struggling with the addiction of meth. But right now, I declare and decree every spirit that's connected to meth, I command every is the Omar Korea Basoria. That same spirit, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, I declare that same power is able to destroy this addiction of meth right now. I command God is breaking off. God is breaking off. There's many people dealing with drugs, and God is dealing with me right now. The spirit of the true and living God is dealing with me. There is a divine righteous anger that's coming up in me for drugs and addiction. My sister just cried out this morning to Jesus because she was going through addiction, and God is breaking it off her life. And I prophesy to you right now that your husband Daniel, that this spirit, this demonic attack of addiction, that all meth, I command it leaves the body with no withdrawals. I command every demon that's associated, you will loose them today with no withdrawals in the mighty name of Jesus. You will let him go. You will not call harm to him in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the fire of God all over Daniel, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Every demon that's associated, catch fire with no sympathy and no pity more. But I declare Daniel to be delivered. I declare Daniel to be free. I declare Daniel to be whole. I declare Daniel to walk in liberty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shaki Lasko Leskadaba Malebanzole Tegiaso Lekilio Rokia Maleska Liki Tikalaso Leskano Moshgede Dabanse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not by chance. It's not by coincidence. That's the love of Jesus for you to come on and he called your husband out name out specifically and for him to go to this type of condition. But how many of us on here, we know that he's free. We know that he's free. You've been crying out to God and that's been assigned to you. Samantha, I don't know you. I don't know your husband, but you say you've been crying out to God for something and God calls out Daniel and that's your very husband name. And I want to let you know that God heard your cry. He heard your prayer. And he's moving on Daniel. Ole banshkiria. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Leshkale bandoske. Riketama di kosha. That is going to be a sign to you as two things, Samantha.
Because it's going to be, it's going to be a two things. One, cemented that God is real. Jesus is real. He's alive. And this is going to even cause your faith to ignite even more. Because I don't know you and you don't know you, because that you, I want you to see Jesus. He loves Daniel. I kept hearing Daniel. And I thought it was Nathaniel. I said, who is it? Daniel. God is touching your husband. I declare that meth is gone in Jesus' name. Father, I give you praise that even as the next time that I have, next time that I will hear from my dear sister, she will see dramatic changes in her husband where she know that Jesus is moving. She know that Jesus is with her. She know that Jesus is with her husband. She'll know it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I declare to Kenneth more dreams, more visions, more prophetic dreams. But Father, I pray that you give him the grace to interpret and give clarity and all that getting, get understanding. Father, I pray that as you he get the interpretation, he also get the understanding of the interpretation of the very thing you were speaking to him through a dream, that he may have direction and clarity. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive it, Kenneth. Malakuba, please pray for my husband. There's a lot of marriages. Father, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for Stephanie and her husband. I just sprinkle the blood of Jesus over her husband, over her marriage. Any attack it comes from the Marine Kingdom against her husband, I bind it and rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kalamashite kolobande riketa kotia. I declare freedom to your husband. I declare freedom to your marriage, liberty, the peace, and the love of Jesus to be over your marriage and over you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We adore you. Please pray for me concerning ministry. Father, I thank you for Miss Battle. Shanikala, I thank you for Miss Battle right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, all that you are doing for Miss Battle. God, I give you all praise and all glory for the healing in her neck, the healing in her spine, the increase, the suddenly in Miss Battle's life. And Father, I just lift her up concerning ministry. And I pray, Aliba, I pray that doors will be open, Father, and I pray for direction and clarity and understanding in this season for Miss Battle, that every step, what I hear for you is Miss Battle, God say, trust me with every step. The Lord saying to you, Miss Battle, trust me with every step, because I'm seeing you, Miss Battle, start school. Miss Battle, it's like when I see you in the realm of the spirit, I'm seeing you taking steps, but you are crying. And then I see you in the midst of a step, about to take a step. And it's like you pausing in the midst of a step. And God is saying to you, trust me with every step. And there's times you had a, there's time, oh my goodness, Miss Battle, you have made decisions completely on faith. And God has dealt with you. You have stepped out on faith, by faith, in things that you did not, there's some decisions you have made, and your decisions you made had nothing to do with what you see. You really trust God, and God says, trust me. When he had, see, God gave you that desire to step out completely by faith. I don't even know what this means, but this means something completely to you. You have made decisions simply on faith, and everybody around you would think you crazy, and sometimes you even question yourself, did I make the right choice? This, because what I'm doing don't seem, it's logically, it's crazy. But I'm hearing the Lord saying to you, Miss Battle, he say, trust me with every step. Every step, because in the realm of the spirit, I see you crying and I see you taking a step, but then I see a pause and a hesitation where God wants you to keep moving. And you've been in a season where you've been, it seemed like you haven't had much progress because there've been attacks coming to you. And because the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, God is ordering your steps. And because logically it don't make sense to you, and you trying to understand the steps, you trying to understand the decision that God has giving you the desire, because of your obedience to God, you have stepped out, and God saying to you, trust me with every step. I don't know what that means to you, but I know it means something. The Father is speaking to you. I don't know what decision you even made this year, but God said, trust me with that step. You stepped out. Even when God spoke to Abraham and told him to go to a place, God never gave Abraham all the details. But Abraham had to trust him, trust God with every step along the way. And I prophesy to you, Ms. Battle, that in this season, you will be able to trust God with every step along the way. As you cry out to God, you will step. I feel the power of God. I feel the anointing. I feel the power of God. I feel the anointing. I feel the power of God. I feel the anointing. God, I give you glory. I relocated 1,600 miles away from my family in 07 out of the obedience to God, to the glory. I declare, Miss Battle, God say, trust me. Oh, that even 07, that's been about 12 years. My God, something about to break forth for you, Miss Battle. God say, trust me with every step. As you've been walking, oh my goodness, I'm evangelist. My God. See, it making sense now. When I'm declaring to you, I had no idea. I had no idea that you made that decision. I had no idea that you was even an evangelist. A lot of times the Lord will tell me the callings and the thing. I had no idea. But I see you traveling and the enemy were trying to hinder your steps. But God say, Morikia, God say, trust me with every step along the way. I am with you. Trust me. Hallelujah. This has been a battle for you, even in your journey of moving and going. Because I see you weeping and crying, and you were truly trying to trust God with every step. He said, just trust me with every step. Hallelujah. The path has already been laid. The angel of the Lord has already went before you. Trust the Lord with every step. I declare it and decree it. Makore banshkatia. Now that's making sense to me. You travel 1,600 miles. That's a lot of stepping. You know, you might be driving, but in reality, that's a lot of stepping. That's a movement. That's a big decision to go. 1,600 miles. That's not an hour away or 2 hours away. That's hours away from your family. But God has a calling on your life. He's moving on your life. My kolebansha. Please pray for my daughter that is a 5-year recovered addict and now has given into alcohol. Oh, I break this. I bind and rebuke this assignment that come from the enemy. If you're on here, you got pain in your chest, I want to pray for you right now. I bind and rebuke right now all alcoholism in the name of Jesus. I lift up Raylene's daughter and I declare liberty. I declare freedom now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about if there's somebody on here? You've been having problems or pain in your chest, or you've been dealing with something. If you're a woman, you've been dealing with something on the left side of your breast. Listen, the Holy Spirit don't come to embarrass nobody. The Holy Spirit come to reveal and heal and glorify Jesus. And Jesus come to glorify the Father. And the will and the heart of the Father will be done on this broadcast. If you're on here and you've been having mild chest pains or something on the left side of your chest, if it's a woman, it may be even your breast, God is about to bring healing to you right now. Mild chest pain or pain on the left side of your breast or something, a lump on your breast or anything like that, God is able to heal you right now. And if you believe, all things are possible to them that believe, according to Mark 9:23 right now. And because Jesus loves you and he's releasing, he released the gifts as he wills. And because my coleban sugar, me apostle, left chest right now, let's lift your hands. God is removing that right now. God is destroying that pain right now. Father, I thank you for Miss Adams. I thank you that all the pain on the left side of her chest now be healed right now. All pain, every attack of the enemy, everything that came from the pits of hell, every assignment from the spirit of infirmity, every assignment from eavesdropping and familiar spirits right now. Go! I destroy it right now. If there's more than one, just lift your hands and receive your healing. Just start to worship Jesus and say, God, I receive that. I receive my healing. Hallelujah. Those that's on here, stress pain right now, I command all depression to leave from Miss Iris right now. I declare worry is not your portion. God has not given you the spirit of fear and not even caused you to worry. So right now I declare and decree, I declare and decree that God, you will give my sister Iris the grace to cast all her cares to Jesus, because Jesus cared for her. And so Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you care for her. You see this very situation in her life, and I speak over your prophet, oh my goodness, spirit. I speak over your finances, Ms. Hunter, right now. I speak over your finances. You don't have to worry because of money. For God is your provider. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there somebody on here? I see pills, but I see almost like somebody is struggling to pay for their medicine. I don't know who that person is. It's like somebody that's been diagnosed. Angel first said once prayer for her chest and lungs. I command her chest and her lungs to be completely healed. All pain, every spirit of infirmity, every symptom of the spirit of infirmity that's been attached to her chest and lungs right now. Over angel, I declare, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I declare angel to be healed right now. According to Psalms 107:20, I send Isaiah 53:5 right into her chest cavity, right into her lungs right now. I declare healing in Jesus' mighty name. Malakosia. There's somebody on here. It's almost like you need to take medicine or you need to take pills, but you don't have the finances to buy them. It's like there's a struggle for you to pay for your medicine. I don't even know if you get government help or government assistance, but even if you are getting help, you will still have to come out of pocket with money or something with your medicine, or I'm seeing something with like a pill. Somebody that has pills, but I'm believing the Lord is saying to me, there's somebody struggling on here to buy their medicine or get medicine, but I declare and decree, what medicine could not do, I declare that the divine healing power that come from the kingdom of God will do. Can't pay. Who is that? Somebody right there. That's for you too, Miss Adams. My God. Yes, Smith can't pay for her meds. I see this medicine in the realm of the spirit, and the Lord let me know that she can't pay for her medicine, and it's been very stressful, and it's been very she's been depressed because she needs to take this medicine, but she don't have money for the medicine. So it actually caused another worry, another problem, because she's worrying about what she feels she need, and she can't get it because she don't got the money. But right now, I declare favor. And yes, she's been depressed. Okay, all this meaning stuff. This is all confirmation. I'm seeing this in the realm of the spirit. But Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, O merciful Son of David. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I command all worry and all depression to go. Father, I pray that your favor will fall down on my dear sister. I pray that doors will be open for finances, for her medicine. But Father, I even pray, Lord Jesus, that your healing, divine, miracle working, resurrection, dunamis, azusia, power will touch my dear sister where she won't even need that medicine no more. Father, I pray that when she go back to the doctor will confirm and affirm and say you don't even need this. For Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, the thing she had to worry about concerning finances, that you will do a divine healing on her body where she won't even have to pay for the medicine. For God, your word will be like medicine into her bones and her flesh right now. And I just release Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24. I just release Psalms 103 right into her bloodstream, right into her body, wherever they have been damaged. I declare freedom and liberty and healing in Jesus' name. There's somebody on here, you're dealing with something on the right side of your neck. Your neck, I believe, is even thyroid, but it's something about somebody's neck on here. God is able to heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're on here, you got something in your neck or even your collarbone. It's like your neck or collarbone, right side on your neck, collarbone. God is able to heal you right now. Shakile korakitia, marikiliska tando rikatanske, rikatendebaka. God, I declare and decree according to Mark 9:23 that all things are possible to them that believe. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree over Mary, you are the God that's able now to take Mary off all 27 pills. You are able to heal every part, every condition, every organ in her body can be made whole and will be made whole now in Jesus' name. Who is that? That's me. Right side of your neck. Start to move that neck right now. I speak over your vein. I speak over your veins in your body. I speak over your thyroid right now. I command that thyroid to be completely made whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command your neck to be healed. I command all collarbones to be completely healed. Wherever there was pain, dislocation, pulled muscles in your body, I declare healing right now. If you're on here, you're dealing with a pulled muscle, God is healing your muscle right now. Just receive it right now in Jesus' name. If you're on here and you're dealing with carpal tunnel, God is able to heal you right now. You're dealing with carpal tunnel in your wrist or your hands, or somebody on here, you're dealing with something in your knuckles, your finger or knuckle, your pointy finger, knuckle, something about somebody's knuckle or pointy finger, God is able to deliver you. I bind and rebuke all carpal tunnel. I command all carpal tunnel to go right now in the name of Jesus. But I feel like there's somebody on here, you got something going on with your hand or your knuckles. You can't do what you normally used to do with your hand because of the pain in your knuckles or your pointy finger. I believe specifically your pointy finger. You could have been a person that broke your finger years ago and now you're still dealing with pain or something, but there's some somebody on here, something about your finger or your hand or your knuckles. God is moving on your hands. He's moving. The healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ is touching hands and knuckles here. Hey, Shikalabansko. Malika, I command that headache to leave you right now, Miss Sharon. Lanskelekidi karekatoria. Marikaton rekatakidi kato. I command that headache to leave you right now. Every spirit of infirmity, I command you will loose your grip right now. Leave from her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Sis Sharon, you are stressing out as well. You are stressing and you are worrying. And the enemy has attached. I see a demon. Sharon Davis, I'm seeing an unclean spirit on the left side of your head that came to and attached to you through worry. You are also stressing. I'm talking to Sharon right now. I see this demon, and I'm about to rebuke it and release the fire of God. I see this this deformed figure on the left side of your head. I don't know if you've been having headaches or more migraines or you've been having more lately, but because of the stress and the worry, a lot of times you are worrying when you are by yourself, not only about your husband, majority of your husband, but majority of other things. And I see you in your bedroom and even of depression. You've been worried. You're not telling me on Facebook. You didn't put in the comment section. I'm seeing you right now. And I'm seeing this demonic figure attached to the left side of your head. And that's why you've been feeling these more headaches. And I don't even know. You've been feeling even symptoms of like high blood pressure. Sometimes when your blood pressure is going up higher, sometimes people feel the symptoms of a headache. And what the enemy has tried to do, he's trying to worry you to high blood pressure and cause kind of different things in your body. So I declare and decree over you right now, you foul spirit, I see you. You are exposed. I release the blood of Jesus and the fire of God over you right now, and I command you to loose her right now. You loose from her right now. You spirit of worry, you spirit of heaviness, you spirit of depression, go right now. Leave from my atmosphere. I break it now. Or you will let her go. This demon trying to talk back to me, you will let her go right now. Akaba, in the authority which has been given to me in the name of Jesus, you will let her go right now. You are illegal. I command you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to let her go. Let her go right now. You will leave from a mind. You will leave from the left side of a body. I break your wrist. I cut off your hand with the sword of righteousness. I now release angels of deliverance. Rest this demon right now. I have no pity, no sympathy. Fire, Oko, is leaving you right now. I just saw it break off. Makia takadobosha. Le shati kere kandi kresko. Malikon sole baraketandia. Rikatai. I just saw it in the realm of the spirit. This thing is breaking off you. You're going to literally feel something, Sharon. Maka, you're going to literally feel the manifestation of peace, of joy, because this thing was attached to you. Very strong, but it came to worrying. It came to depression. Makila bako. Made mandok rakada. Yes, sir. Mokia. Yes, my dear sister, obviously, Sever. We cut off the head. We cut off the authority right now of this demon right now. Makalabashandia. Lema Rekodoboga. Lakia Lakishka Tandia. Sharon, just start to lift your hands and worship Jesus. There are going to be different manifestations, but that's the Holy Spirit come upon you. Whatever's not like God is leaving you right now. I saw it in the realm of the spirit. I just saw it break off. It looked like a big black, like somebody, this ugly looking demon. It looked like somebody cooked. You know how you on a grill and you're cooking food and it get burnt? It like it's real burnt. It's like this demon was burnt looking, ugly, deformed looking thing that was attached to you. But I declare and decree, it's gone now. I saw it fall off you. Just lift your hands and just worship Jesus. Lift your hands and just worship Jesus, Sharon. Just lift your hands. The spirit of peace and joy and love is here. And it's all over you right now, my sister. No more worries. Hallelujah. Trust Jesus. My dear sister, say, Tupacana in the hands. You are free, my sister. Oh, just by faith. Then start to move those wrists. Do what you could not do before. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. I still believe there's somebody on here, something about your knuckles or your finger. Something about your knuckles or your finger, knuckles and your finger. God is healing you right now. Pointy finger. I want to say index, your index finger, your pointy finger. Malekoshia la makia la bondosia. Lanzikiriga. Ore madika da bondiko de basha. Tekele bandokoria batoki la bakashkiria. Leshka de karaketeko de mandikiri baha. Sonia. And I believe that what I'm seeing, even though I believe there's a physical healing for a finger, I also believe in the spirit realm, there's been an attack against somebody on here, and the enemies attack you in the area of authority, in the area to release. Oh, my nigga. You say, I feel warmth all over my body, but hotter on the left side. That's, praise the Lord Jesus, God is touching you right now, my sister. Hallelujah. I saw that in the realm of the spirit, but I saw that thing fall off. It's hotter on your left side because the fire of God is hotter on the left side. It burnt off this demon. This demon could not take that fire. That fire would just release. Jesus of Nazareth released fire on the left side of your body. And that's why I saw the demon. He was attached to you, and I saw him fall on his back on the floor. And he couldn't hold on no longer because of the fire. Praise God for the fire of God. Our God is a consuming fire where demons cannot stand in his presence. When that fire come, demons run. Whatever they had attached to, when that fire come, they got to let it go. That fire burn their hands. Whatever they use to attach, that fire burns their hands. They had to let you go. Elama, I have a swollen knuckle on my point finger. This is the same one that curled over is by itself. Today you'll be healed, Miss Richardson. Today is your day for healing right now. I release right now that healing power right into that knuckle. Knuckle be healed. I declare no more curl over, no more arthritis. You foul spirit of witchcraft, loose in the name of Jesus. Loose from my hands, loose from my atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare freedom. I declare you'll be able to move that finger the way God has called you to move that finger. My dear sister, this is also in the spirit realm, a physical realm. He has attacked your finger, but God is healing your finger right now. But in the spiritual realm, he's trying to attack your authority as a child of God to make you think that you can't declare, decree, and release and direct. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with that same finger that the enemy has tried to afflict and bring pain to, it'd be the same finger that she will release and she will declare in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you that as you are praying in your house, as you are interceding, you will stretch out your finger, you will move that finger, and you will direct and you will declare, and things will happen in the realm of the spirit. I declare and decree over you, my sister, as you start to pray, prophesy, and decree, you will release your finger, you will move your hand back and forth using that very finger that the enemy has tried to afflict, the enemy has tried to destroy. But I declare and decree freedom. All arthritis, spirit of infirmity, you are exposed. Your assignment is destroyed. Your banners and your scrolls are broken. I declare and decree. I declare that finger is dipped in the blood of Jesus right now. Anything that's not like God be flooded and drowned by the blood of Jesus Christ. I gotta go. God bless each and every one of you. I gotta go. God bless each and every one of you. Jesus loves you. My husband had an injury in his hand. Two of his tendons was cut in his hand. He has minor pains from the injury. His hand swelled from time to time, and he can't use his hand like before the injury. Father, I just release over. I just pray for my dear sister Brittany and her husband, but over his hands. I command his tendons now to be healed. I declare all nerves in his hands to be healed. I declare all, I command all pains to leave, all minor pains, all pains, all drip, every drop of pain to leave from your husband's hands. And I declare right now for your husband to be healed. I declare all mobility back to his hands. I declare all mobility. I declare all mobility back to his hands without pain, without discomfort in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I love you all with the love of God. Jesus moved very mightily today because he loves you. It has nothing to do with me. I am just a vessel that believe in the, I'm a vessel that carry the power of God, but believe the word of God, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is able to change your life and your situation. So I give God all the glory and all the honor. I stay at the feet of Jesus today because Jesus is the one that healed you, delivered you. Jesus is the one that showed me what was going on in your life. There's nothing special about me other than I was called and anointed and I just received it and want to be obedient. But I love you all. I thank God for all of you. All of you. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be truly blessed as you are led today to sow. I know you hear this and you say, oh my goodness. But when God is doing a beautiful work, you can also honor what God is doing even through finances. It's not a hold on nobody. It's not making nobody do anything. If you don't have it, listen, you are still blessed. But those that are led and have a cheerful spirit and say, I want to sow into this. I want to bless the man of God, but not only for him to come on here. I want to bless the man of God for him to travel all over the nations, all over the world, declaring the very thing I'm declaring, decreeing over this broadcast, because I want to go to your city, I want to go to your state, and I believe in God for full-time ministry for all those that will sow a seed. This seed is going for me for full-time ministry for me, because God has called me and has anointed me to go out and has called you as well, and many of you on here. But it does take finances. You're not doing this. Listen, when you release it, it's between you and God. I've seen people release it and trust God, and I've seen doors open financially. I mean, and there's many people on this broadcast can tell you that their finances went through the roof once they sold, because they sold into a true prophet, into true ground. Because Jesus and this ministry will be glorified. It's not about shares and likes and about numbers and not even about money, but it's about Jesus being glorified. But there's some things that I'm believing God for that does take finances. And I do believe by God already showed me that there's many people that will be led and have been led to sow into this ministry. There are active, faithful people who've been sowing into this ministry. I never told them to do it. They did it, and their finances and their business completely shift because they blessed the man of God. They was obedient to the Spirit. So it's on here. It's not even about the amount. Let the Holy Spirit tell you. But it's on here. For some of you, it could be $5. It could be $10. For some of you, it might be $2. For some of you, it could be $20, $50, whatever it is. Some of you, it might even be a bigger amount. But some people are going to be compelled to sow. And as you sow, I pray, In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that as you sow your seeds, I declare a harvest will come speedily. I declare time will be redeemed for your behalf. I declare where you should be at when you sow the seed, that there will be an advancement and acceleration in the realm of the Spirit. I'm seeing seeds on the ground, and I'm seeing harvests come forth and fruit blossom them very fast. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, there will be acceleration, a multiplication as they sow the seed. And Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, even the seeds they have sown before, God, those seeds will start to multiply. Father, I think it will be a celebration over seeds that were sown even from last year. There's a woman of God, you've been sowing seeds even from last year, and it's about to hit you this year. Even see the number nine. But there's a woman of God, you've been sowing even from last year, not even to this ministry. God has been dealing with you to sow into ministries. You have a heart, you are a giver. And I'm seeing seeds that's on the ground that has not blossomed. But I declare that when you sow this, there will be an acceleration to all the other seeds that you have sowed. There'll be a celebration of a harvest. And I'm seeing something about the number nine. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. I love you all. No one on here feel bad if you don't have nothing to sow. Ask God to give you seeds to sow. I remember there was a woman of God. She wanted to sow in this ministry very, very bad. God was dealing with her, but she said, I don't have no seeds to sow. She said, as soon as I get it, I'm going to sow it. Well, she started to pray to God to sow. She said, I just want to give into this ministry. She started to pray, and all of a sudden, money started coming to her left and right. She said, man of God, I got 50. I got 20. As soon as she got the money, she knew exactly what to do with it. She started to sow, and when she sowed, there was a celebration in her finances. There's another woman of God that was on here. She'd been connected to the ministry. She sold into a ministry. And let me tell you this testimony before I go. I'm telling you, I can tell people on here. Some of you, it's your first time. You might say, I'm not sure about doing this. I'm not sure about doing this because I've done it before. Many false prophets. Listen, let me tell you something. When you get under a true anointing, when you get under the true power of God, something shifts in the realm of the spirit. There was a lady, she can, if she's on here, she'll tell you out of her own mouth and even to the comment section, her and her husband sold into this ministry and they started to receive $1,000 each month extra. They didn't get an extra job. Let me tell you something. She could tell you they didn't get an extra job. They say, we don't know. We get $1,000 extra. We got $1,000. We could not save $1,000 every month. Now we're saving $1,000 every month. She said, ever since we sold it to your ministry, me and my husband see $1,000. And this lady that's been connected to the ministry, she's been with me for the last like 2 years strong. And there's times God will put on her heart to sow. She sold and she's seen $1,000 each month from that day. I remember this other woman of God. She would have problems in her finances. She'd been sewing. I got on the phone with her. I prayed for her one-on-one. As I was praying for her finances, she said, man of God, while you're praying, people are releasing money in my PayPal account. I never asked somebody to sow anything to me. She said, man of God, while you was praying over the phone, she said, I'm listening to you pray. I'm hearing you. I'm agreeing. I could not take my attention. I took my attention off it. I'm looking at my phone and I'm seeing my Cash App and PayPal where people are sowing into my life while you're praying. So I've seen this. I'm not trying to pump you up, but I feel in my spirit, I feel the anointing on this so strong. There are times I compel people in the name of Jesus in love. But this morning, today is different. I feel it on me. I really feel it. Now, as I'm talking, I can feel electricity, currents going through my face right now. God wants to do something. It's not even about the amount. The Holy Spirit is going to tell some of you about your amount, but it's about being faithful and just being obedient. Some of you right now, as you want to know that information, we're going to put it on there. Sow into it. It could be $5, $10, but I declare and decree that every seed that you sow will come forth speedily. There will be testimonies of God's goodness. There's another lady that was on here. I believe she's on here today. She sold into this ministry. Once she sold into the ministry, this happened. I just got the testimony about 2 days ago. She sold into this ministry and she got a dream that a check was coming in the mail. She went to sleep that night. She went to sleep. She had a dream that check. She gonna get a check. Now she has sold into this ministry before and received two checks in the mail. And I got it on Facebook. I put it on Facebook to post it. She got two checks in the mail. She got two checks in the mail when she did that. So she did it again. When she sold into the ministry again, the Lord told her to sow. She sold again. After she sold, she went to sleep. She had a dream that she's going to have a check in the mail. She gets up that morning, goes into her mailbox, and she got three checks in the mail. And if you don't believe me, go on my Facebook page. Just scroll down a little bit. You will see the supernatural. I put it on Facebook. She told me that I could use it. I screenshot it when she inboxed me, and you'll see the inbox message. She just received three checks in the mail. Not one, not two, but three checks in the mail. She had a dream about it after she sold into this ministry. Let me tell you something. See, God will honor you when you release your, God will honor what you're doing by faith. Hallelujah. And anybody knows me, I don't talk about this much at all. And you hear me talk about sowing more because God had to deal with me. But I'm on it because there's an anointing. And the number nine, my sister said, represent birthing. I heard number nine, but it's like a birthing. God is about to birth out. God is about to birth out some things in your life. What's been looked like it's been dead and what's been stagnant, God's going to birth it out when you release the seed. There's some things that's already in you that God's going to birth it out through you. There's going to be an acceleration of birth. Because some of you on here, you've been carrying things way too long. You already anointed. God has, but it's like you need something to work. Really, to shoot you off in the realm of the spirit. And I believe that this seed is going to be acceleration to shoot you off even more. Lepasha. I love you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want y'all to continue to lift me and my wife in prayer. My wife, she's having a baby. All right. Her name, the baby name is Grace. So all you on here, continue. My wife is having a baby. She's due any minute. I can receive the phone call right now. So my wife is, she's having a baby. I didn't put it on Facebook. I just wanted to wait until later on. But her name is Grace. Y'all keep my wife and me and my family lifted up. Hallelujah. And keep me also covered. Y'all pray for me as well. I know you come on, you're seeing miracles and people getting here. But y'all keep this ministry in prayer as well. I love you all dearly. You are more. I want to let y'all know to me, and I mean this with all, the bottom of my very heart, I love you all. Dear Kuba, I want you to know that you are not just a comment to me. You're not just a profile pic to me. You're not just a comment on my news feed or a comment on my live audio. I love you all. Y'all are the body of Christ. I need you as well. I need y'all to get to your destiny. I need y'all to walk in the full potential that God has for you. I need y'all to come closer to Jesus. I need y'all to have intimacy with Jesus. I need you to cry out to Jesus so you can be free and go out to help others to get free in the name of Jesus. I need y'all to get to the very place that God called you to be. The reason why I labor is not because of money, because all those that's on here know that I was on Facebook for 2 years and I never asked nobody to sow not a dime. This is like the first year of going, because God had to deal with me. And I did not know that I was blocking y'all blessings by not allowing y'all to sow. I told God that I come on here and he told me that I was blocking y'all blessings when I did not allow you to sow. And he would let me know that was a form of pride. I thought I was okay. I got to be honest with y'all. The reason why y'all hear me talking about sowing now is because God dealt with me. And because I've seen so many people do it and do it wrong and do crazy things, I said, God, I don't have nothing to do with it. But God would let me know there's a principle, there's a divine principle in sowing, and definitely in sowing into a good ground and sowing into a true prophet. So when God told me there was a form of pride because I did not allow y'all to sow, I had to repent. And now, and he showed me that where people from all over the world was going to bless me, and he was going to let me know that he was going to take care of me. And he's been doing it ever since, y'all. And I want you to be a part of that. I want you to be a part of that divine principle. As you release, you will also receive. I love you all. God bless you. The Cash App. Thank you, Miss Bola. You are a blessed woman of God. The Cash App is Jesus is amazing. No capital letters or nothing. Just Jesus is amazing. A money sign. Jesus is amazing. And then on on my page. Go on my page. If you go down a couple of posts, I got a PayPal on there, and you can just hit on there. If you still need that information and need it in your inbox, I can inbox you too. If I knew how to pin it up here, I would pin it up here, but I don't know how to do it. Somebody got to still show me how to pin it, but I don't want to be doing messages with my PayPal information pinned. I want people to be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't want nobody to feel like they are pressured and so on or anything. I want people that they feel the Holy Spirit dealing with them. All right? And a lot of you on here to know that when you come on here, every broadcast, I don't tell nobody to sow every broadcast, but this one, I'm telling people to sow this time. I really am. And I just believe, and I'm gonna go before the Lord. I'm be praying on your behalf. You're going to see the harvest and see a celebration. Halaba. Love you all. God bless you. Until next time, be healed, be delivered in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.